The estimated 5 million Muslims living in the United States could soon tune into a cable television channel created specifically for them. Bridges TV will be in English and offer mostly entertainment programming, making it unlike any other Muslim-oriented channel currently accessible to the large American Muslim community. It's a new kind of MTV, where the M stands for Muslim, not music, where people will tune into a situation comedy that centers on a Muslim-American household, in much the same way that the U.S. program The Cosby Show centered on an African-American one. That's what Bridges TV executive director Muzamil Hassan says the new channel will be like. But he is quick to point out that the idea is not his. There's a woman behind the concept, he says, and she is his wife.
We were actually on a long road trip, and we were listening to the radio, and it suddenly kind of turned some very anti-Muslim derogatory comments, which got her upset. And being a mother, her thought was that she would like to have an environment where her children can grow up feeling emotionally strong and confident about their identity, both as an American and as a Muslim. So then she got on my case that, you know, you have an MBA, why don't you go write a business plan?
Mr. Hassan did exactly that. He also put together a board of advisors and over the last 18 months raised $100 million in investments to back the project. He says the idea for the channel is viable because there is ample demand for it.
There are some foreign language international channels that are available, and what ends up happening with these channels are two things. One, they are in a foreign language, so it could be either Arabic or Hindi or Urdu for Pakistanis or Turkish. So, you know, only a very limited sliver of the population can watch it. And then the programming itself is about life back home, and it has nothing to do with the Muslim life in America. And what Bridges TV will be focusing on is, one, it's going to be all in English, and two, it'll be about American Muslim life right here in North America.
In April of last year, Bridges conducted a survey of 5,000 American Muslim families, asking what programming they wish they could see on television. Mr. Hassan found a strong desire among American Muslims for a channel like Bridges, but he also discovered something of an obstacle. Muslims have vastly differing opinions on what constitutes appropriate programming. He says, however, that there's one clear area of agreement.
Exposure, you know, like physical exposure, and as well as some of the sexual content and stuff, that makes it difficult for them to watch TV with their family and children. So I think this is something that, you know, where you're not going to see a lot of skin on television, if you will.
Bridges programming advisor Alex Cronemer acknowledges that programming for conservative traditional viewers like the Muslim audience will be difficult, but by no means impossible.
You can turn on any number of channels on Sunday, for example, and find children-oriented cartoons that are meant to appeal to sort of Christian-oriented themes. Or settings, or things of that nature. Whereas for a Muslim child, you know, a child in a Muslim family, to turn on a cartoon and find a show that would have Islamically related themes, if even just where the, you know, the shows themselves may not be different, but just in their setting, and, you know, and the name of the character facing the dilemma is Ahmed and not Mike. So the need for something, just using it as an example, the need for something like that is clear to a lot of people.
Mr. Cronemer says the channel will not be exclusively religious. It will be a mix of comedy, cartoons, news, movies, and things like cooking shows. He compares it to Black Entertainment Television, a U.S. cable channel aimed at African Americans. Bridges TV will initially function as a pay channel. It expects to enlist at least 10,000 subscribers, each paying $10 a month, by January of 2004. Even though Bridges is not yet broadcasting and has done very little advertising, it already has a few thousand subscribers. Lisa Kustosik is one of them. She says she has high hopes for the channel.
You could turn on and maybe listen about the Quran and the different teachings from the Quran, more of a religious type of programming, or you could get into game shows, or you could get into just community community people in different sections of the United States and what they're doing and how they're doing it, and really see what's going on here in the United States between American Muslims, which there's so many of us, but it's hard for us to all stay connected.
Ms. Kustosik, who is Polish-American, converted to Islam 8 years ago. Taiba Taylor manages a magazine targeted at American Muslim women. She says the channel has an important role to play in the lives of American Muslims.
So often, Islam and Muslims are looked at through the lens of Middle Eastern politics in this country, which gives everyone a very skewed, very slanted, distorted perspective. And so to have a TV channel that talks about, you know, portrayed by Muslims about their lives, and I think it will help, you know, shatter a lot of the distortions and the myths about Muslims.
Bridges TV will offer 4 to 6 hours of programming a day in 2004 and work up to 24-hour programming by 2008. For Voice of America, this is James Donahue.